It's Spin to Win Saturday. Who wants to win a TV tonight? Who wants to win $500?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome into South Bend, Indiana and Four Winds Field. Alongside Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The Lugnuts and the South Bend Cubs today play game number 5 in a 6-game series. These two teams have split evenly the first 4 games, and Adam, yesterday was tight, and the sort of game that the Lugnuts have found a way to win. 4-4 tie game, going to the top of the 8th inning. 2 outs, nobody on, and it was Danny Bautista Jr. was the hero.
Yeah, every time that the Lugnuts took some adversity last night and the Cubs were able to tie it up, Lansing continued to come back and get runs, and right after that kind of back-breaking bloop single that scored 2 in the 7th. Bautista came right back, had his first home run of the year in the 8th, and great job by them to finish it out. 4 double plays certainly helped, but it was a complete performance last night from the Lugnuts to even up this series at 2.
And so if you win today, if you're Lansing, you ensure yourselves at the very least a series split and maybe a series victory with another win tomorrow. It's the Kokomo, Indiana native Jack Perkins gets the start today.
Yeah, great to see. He's back in his home state and hoping that he can continue his great performances here in 2023 and try and help the Lugnuts take that series lead heading into tomorrow. And how great is it for him to be back, pitch in front of friends, family? Hopefully that gives him an extra boost, and hopefully he has a great performance tonight. A
lot of friends and family. Over 40, we have heard. I'm already seeing Lugnuts gear among the crowd here today. There's a Lugnuts cap right below us. But on the other side is a tough customer. Manny Espinosa gets the ball for the South Bend Cubs.
He's been so good this year as well. 6 games, 5 starts. 4 earned runs is all he's allowed with 25 strikeouts and just 3 walks. This is a guy that has been excellent. He was here last year and pitched pretty darn well. Got injured at the last of the season, so he is back in South Bend, and he will be a tough customer tonight for the Lansing Lugnuts offensively.
We've seen great pitching throughout the series. One of those who stood out, Elvis Del Rosario, earlier on in the series, fired 5 one-hit scoreless innings. He struck out 5. He threw the ball as hard as 98 miles an hour. He's thrown it harder than that. I caught up with him earlier today.
Joined by Elvis Del Rosario, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. How's the season going?
The season, by me, is really good. So the 2 weeks before, I think it's really really hard for me. I hurt my rib, so I rest for 2 weeks. So I come back and 4 win. So right now it's really good. Yeah.
How did you hurt your ribs?
You remember the game that I think is Round Rap? No. I don't remember this team. Kansas City.
Si.
Yeah. And this game, when the rain,
si.
When I tore my hips,
yeah,
it's like a pinch over here. And after the game, I talked to my staff, and he said, hey, three weeks for rest and coming back in there.
Elvis, you're throwing 98 right now. I don't remember seeing you throw 98 before your injury.
No, before no. I think it's for rest.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I feel good right now, yeah.
Is this as hard as you've thrown ever, or were you throwing 98 last year?
Last year, one time when my mom see me.
Yeah.
I throw 100, yeah. One throw, yeah.
You threw 100 when your mom came out to watch a game?
This is my mom, my first game, yeah.
How many games has your mom watched you pitch?
Only one, though. Oh. Yeah.
Is she able to come out this year?
I think so, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I think in July, yeah.
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 Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have 3 sisters and no brothers, yeah.
Are you the only baseball player of your family?
No, my grandfather, yeah. He played in 19, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think my mom plays softball, yeah.
Was she a pitcher?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How good was she?
He played both, yeah, outfielder and pitcher, yeah.
Your grandfather?
No, my mom.
Your mom, yeah. Outfielder and pitcher.
Yeah, and my grandfather is catcher, yeah.
Did your grandfather play professional baseball?
Not play professional, but he played really good, yeah.
You growing up, what was your favorite team?
Right now, I don't know, but it's like for my favorite is that might give me opportunity. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and right now that's the Oakland A's.
Yeah.
But in December there was the Rule 5 draft. You were selected from the Pirates. Where were you when you find out that you had been selected?
I got in my home. Yeah.
You were?
Yeah, in my home, but my one friend called me. Hey, you trade for the A's? He go, really? You told me really, really right now? Yeah, I told you. Okay. And after 5 minutes, one guy, the Pirates, called me. Hey, thank you for your support, and I trade for the A's, yeah. He told me.
What's the difference that you found being in the A's organization compared to the Pirates organization?
It's like the same one, yeah, but here it's different. When I come to Arizona, it's my first time in Arizona, so
yeah.
It's different than the Florida. Florida is so humid, yeah.
Yeah.
In here, it's like the weather is like a 101, yeah. It's so hot, so, but it's really good for me, yeah.
Besides baseball, what else do you really like to do?
Forever it's baseball, yeah.
Yeah.
So sometimes I watch NBA, yeah.
Do you play basketball?
Not really good, but I try, yeah.
Who's your team? Who's your favorite player?
Right now, LeBron James, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So the all the time is, you know, Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, though.
Yeah.
You have us. Muchas gracias.
Hey, thank you.
You have us. Del Rosario. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Chaster. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on a lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 855-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
First pitch is coming up at 7:05 in about 10 minutes from Four Winds Field between the Lugnuts and the South Bend Cubs. And to have a look at those starting nines, here's Adam.
All right, Jesse, thanks so much. Lansing Lugnuts coming in 25-30. Let's start with your Luggies. Tonight, Max Muncy leading off for a third straight evening. He's had 5 hits in this series. Back at shortstop, Johnny Butler swings second and plays left field. Daniel Susek is batting third and catching. Junior Perez is in center field. He's hitting cleanup. Danny Bautista Jr. batting fifth and playing first base. Brian Buelva swinging sixth and in right field. Clark Elliott, the DH, hitting seventh. Aribio Angeles bats eighth and is at third. Zahid Valenzuela, the switch hitter, rounds out the order at second base. Muncy, Butler, Susak, Perez, Bautista Jr., Buelvas, Elliott, Angeles, Valenzuela, and they support the righty, Jack Perkins. Who you got tonight for the spotlight hitter?
I've got Daniel Susak to put together another solid offensive game. A couple of hits yesterday. He's drawing walks, back to his old trick of drawing walks every single game. And I loved yesterday how he leaned into one and he crushed the RBI double into left center field. I'm looking for another big game out of a big man.
You know my favorite stat this week for Daniel Susak hitting-wise?
No.
How many strikeouts?
Well.
None, Jesse. No strikeouts. As you mentioned, he's walked and got on base a few different times with five hits. So I like that pick.
Okay. On the other side for the South Bend Cubs, I'm going to go to Ed Howard. He's batting in between Pagan and Alcantara at the top of the order. We know how good Alcantara is. Meanwhile, Pagan, this year statistically, has been one of the best hitters in the Midwest League. Ed Howard just returning from injury. They're bringing him back in slowly. First game of the series, he had a three-hit game against the Lugnuts. You really have to watch him. You can't let Howard start to wreak some havoc when you've got guys like Pagan and Alcantara around him.
No question about it. Howard back in that two spot. And let's give you the rest of the starting nine for the South Bend Cubs. Coming in 28-27, 12-16 at home. 56 game tonight for both the Lugnuts and the Cubs. Ezekiel Pagan leading off as the DH. Ed Howard's the spotlight hitter for Jesse, batting second, playing shortstop. Kevin Alcantara hits third in center field. Yohendrick Piñango, the left fielder, batting cleanup. Fabian Pertuz is the man that bats fifth and plays second. Luis Verdugo at third, hitting sixth. Christian Franklin is in the lineup tonight, batting seventh in right field. Ethan Hearn back behind the plate, catching, swinging eighth. Casey Opitz rounds out the nine at first base. Pagan, Howard, Alcantara, Piñango, Pertuz, Verdugo, Franklin, Hearn, Opitz, and they support their righty that has been excellent. Manuel Espinoza, the man out of Mexico, gets the ball. Each guy with great numbers in Espinoza and Perkins. And Jesse, we saw that game. Well, you saw that game Tuesday. That was 13-9. We've seen pretty much low-scoring games. Yesterday, a little bit on the higher end for this series standards at 5-4. Everything points to it potentially being another pitching duel again tonight with these two starting.
The big key with yesterday for South Bend was that they drew nine walks, five from the starter Waters, four from reliever Fernandez. Well, what was the key for the Lugnuts in game one? Luis Devers didn't have his command. I walked four guys in the first inning. That helped aid the Lugnuts' seven-run first. Now, with the pitchers in this game, Jack Perkins, the command issue was an issue in college. He has, by and large, I would say, corralled that as a professional. He's walked 17 this year. Every now and then there's the hiccup, but I really liked how well he's located. And on the other side, for Espinoza for the South Bend Cubs, just three walks in 20 innings. So I think we'll see two good command guys, two guys with really live arms. With Jack Perkins, it's just been that mistake here or mistake there. Last time out, gave up a home run. He's such a big strikeout guy. I'd like to see how he fares against this South Bend offense, which on paper looks great, but in reality, we've seen the Lugnuts control them.
Yeah, we really have, and hoping that's the same for Perkins tonight. He's flirted with going seven innings, went 6 2/3 a couple of weeks ago, back in his home state of Indiana at Fort Wayne, went six innings last week against Cedar Rapids, consistently has given up two earned runs in his last four outings at West Michigan, against Lake County, at Fort Wayne, against Cedar Rapids. And now tonight, with family and friends on looking here, just about an hour and a half away from Kokomo, Indiana, you got to think he's going to get up for this game tonight and put together a really good performance.
I think I've located the Perkins section. However, there's a lot of Cubs caps in that section.
Can we go ahead and call them Perkins people tonight?
The Perkins people. The perks of being a professional pitcher.
There it is.
Kokomo, Indiana has a huge Chicago Cubs market, right? You would grow up in Kokomo. You would most definitely have a rooting interest one way or the other in the Cubs. You would not feel ambivalent about them. We are going to hear from the Perkins people throughout this game, and he's going to pitch with adrenaline. We'll see if he gives them plenty to cheer for.
Well, hang on. Don't keep this to yourself. Where are they at? Where do you think they are?
They're right behind the Lugnuts' third base side dugout, I think. And there are a couple of rows where there's somebody sitting in every single seat of the row. I think that's the Perkins section. I heard them start to cheer when his name was announced to this crowd. Yesterday, the Lugnuts disappointed over 7,000. Right now, the crowd does not look that big, but we have seen them pack them in here at Four Winds Field. Now the question is, can the Lugnuts disappoint another home crowd, and can they thrill the Perkins people?
Only one time this year in a six-game set, the Lansing Lugnuts have won this series, Jesse. You got to go back to Quad Cities in late April. They can take a step towards doing that if they can win tonight. Obviously, if they don't, they're not going to win this series. The best they can do is Halvett, but hopefully they can win it tonight, go up 3-2 with that final game looming tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Well, and just in reading the game notes and in listening to Brendan King calling the game for the South Bend Cubs, he has labeled this a monster game. The first half is coming very near to an end. They need these wins as they chase the first-place squad, Cedar Rapids.
Monstrous. Lugnuts Twitter labeled it pivotal. I mean, we're splitting hairs here.
Let's go down to the field.
Singing the Star-Spangled Banner this evening is Anthony Tibbetts Warren.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket red-glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Anthony Tibbetts Warren. Tonight's national anthem was presented by Country Cabinets and Home Furnishings, proudly offering American-made furniture.
Well, that may have been the best we've heard all season long. 56 games in. That was tremendous. The national anthem tonight. We are now ready for Lugnuts baseball on the road as they play their 26th game away from Jackson Field. The Nuts come in 25-30 in the Midwest League East Division. They sit in the basement tied with Fort Wayne at 25-30, while South Bend 28-27. They sit in third place, technically tied for second, though, with Quad Cities. Cedar Rapids leading that division at 31-24. So, Nuts looking to take their third game in this series, game 5 tonight, game 6 tomorrow, with the call of tonight's game on this Saturday evening, June 10th, 2023. Here he is, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
An 84-degree evening. It's been warm today. Adam, you were asking earlier, where are the clouds? There are some clouds in the sky, and they're sprinkled up there, but they're sprinkled in the blue sky. It feels like a summer day.
Kind of felt like I was in San Diego. I had not seen anything but the sun.
Yeah, and we didn't want storm clouds either. We don't mind a cumulus cloud here or there. Well, the defensive alignment for these South Bend Cubbies, wearing their home white pinstriped uniforms with the blue caps and the blue brims. In the outfield, Hendrick Pinon goes in left, and center field, Kevin Alcantara, and in right field, Christian Franklin. Casey Opitz is at first, and second, Fabian Pertuz. At short, Ed Howard, and at third, Luis Verdugo. Catcher, Ethan Hearn. And the right-hander, Manuel Espinosa, deals. At 7:05, Max Muncy fouls it straight back, strike one. We are underway, right on time. Muncy, Butler, and Susak, the batters, 1-2-3 against Manuel Espinosa. A fist bump for Adam. The pitch outside. 1-1. 2 fist bumps for Adam. With the youngsters who are in the owner's suite next door.
How about that?
Hey, love. Love to you, sir. The windup and the pitch. Muncy takes across the outside corner. Strike 2 call. By the home plate umpire. By the way, it's Daniel By the Way. 1-2. Muncy. Couple of hits yesterday. Pitch on its way. Fastball fouled off the top of the screen. Couple of two-hit games in a row from Max. Lugnut shortstop now is hitting 238 through 48 games. Although, Adam, I would argue his defense stole the show yesterday, not the offense.
Absolutely. Had a great stop to start that double play to end the game.
The hezzy, the leg kick, the pitch. A curveball's outside. 2-2.
We've talked about it, Jesse. I know Max Muncy has told us doesn't love to lead off because he can't get a look at the pitcher, but he has been really good setting the table the last couple of nights when he's been in this spot.
Two-tone bat with a black stained barrel waving around above his shoulder. Quick pitch. Fastball swung at and missed. It was up and in. Espinosa strikes him out to open up the ball game.
The Jordan Automotive Group will donate $20 to the Food for Kids program, which provides...
The second batter in the Lansing order is Johnny Butler.
That'll bring up the left fielder, number 8, Johnny Butler.
Left-handed batter. Butler out of Shanahan, Illinois. Roddy throws. Up and in and hit him. Caught Butler, it looked like Adam, right on the elbow guard. And there was a crack as the ball hit that guard, but that's what it's there for. Butler down to first base, the first base runner of the ball game.
That's the best way to wear one if you're going to take it. Right off the guard, that's why you've got it there. And Butler comes the first base runner tonight. Lugnuts are going to take that.
Seventh time that he's been hit by a pitch this year. That leads the Lugnuts. And for Manuel Espinosa, just the second batter that he's hit with a pitch. No score, one on, one out. And now here's Daniel Susak, the hulking right-handed hitting catcher. The pitch, down and away with a change. Ball one. Well, speaking of multi-hit games, Susak yesterday after a strikeout his first time. He singled, he scored a run. He doubled in a run, and then he walked as they started to pitch around him. Coming into play today, that batting average is .297. Butler is a threat to steal. The pitch. Lashed foul off the right side. Liner that heads off to the grassy berm. The count 1-1. Fastball right now for Espinosa, 94 miles per hour. A native of Sinaloa, Mexico. Come set. The pitch. Shot towards second. One hop for Pertuz. Feed second. One. Howard over to first. Double play. 4-6-3. And a scoreless first from Manuel Espinosa facing the minimum. We go to the bottom of the first inning now. The Lugnuts right-hander Jack Perkins takes the mound. Lansing nothing. Cubs coming up.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting A Teenager Learning the Lingo.
Today, I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A happy birthday wished by the PA announcer to Daniel, by the way. And the catcher, Daniel Susak, checks in with him too. By the way, points to the clock, and we already have a pitch clock violation. So that's how, by the way, is celebrating his birthday. Ezekiel Pagan leads in. Pagan, Howard, and Alcantara against the right-hander Jack Perkins. Perkins deals on the first offering down and away. Did he mean it, Adam? Yes, yeah. He did. Two balls and no strikes is the count on Pagan. Daniel, by the way, accept a birthday wish, my man.
Come on now.
Here's the pitch. A chopper is hit towards second. Valenzuela backs up, grabs it reaching up, fires high to first. Batista Jr. comes down on the bag at number one.
let me introduce you to the Lugnuts defense just like that. Batista Jr. is at first, Sahid Valenzuela at second. At short, Max Muncian at third base, A. Rebielanales. The catcher, Daniel Susak. On the outfield, Johnny Butler's in left, Junior Perez plays center. Ryan Guelbas is in right.
Well, hello, Danny Bautista. That'll get you started here. A little hop and step down on the bag.
Wake-up calls for everybody right now. Here's Ed Howard. It takes the fastball inside from Jack Perkins. How about Jack Perkins?
Yeah, Jack has been the most consistent Lugnut on the mound this year. ERA under 3 and 44 strikeouts.
Fires. Fouled away off the right side. Fastball at 93.
Perkins, 6'1", 220, 23-year-old. He's the fifth-round selection last year out of Indiana. Of course, from Kokomo, Indiana. So back in his home state today. Fastball, curve change, and a cutter for the righty.
One out, nobody on. No score, bottom of the first. Here's the pitch to Howard. On the outside corner, strike two called by the way. That's going to be a big point of emphasis. By the way, when he umpired earlier this series, was not giving the outside and the inside corners. Perkins is out in front of Howard. The 1-2 to the first rounder, a ground ball tapped foul, rolling left. There's our first real look at that great Perkins power curveball. Howard, the native Chicagoan, out of Jackie Robinson Little League, just returning from a terrible hip injury. The pitch, a ground ball punched on the right side and through, base hit right field. And Guelbas comes in to scoop it up and lob into Valenzuela. It's an oppo one-out single for Howard. And Adam, he had to go up to go punch that ball.
And because he went opposite, Sahid Valenzuela was pulled over towards the bag at second, expecting him to take that with his bat and pull the ball, but he shot it the other way, gets a base hit.
Just the quickness of his hands in order to do that. Mm. Howard flitting away from first. Kevin Alcantara takes ball one outside. Alcantara threw 44 games, hitting .259 this year. He has done better than that in the short sample against the Lugnuts. No score. Fastball runs up and in. Two balls and no strikes. So Alcantara now in this series. Well, let's just say that he's 11 for his last 22. Let's stop right there. Yesterday, he was 1-for-4 with a single and a walk. He struck out 3 times. A 2-0 is chopped on a high hop down toward third. Anales fires to second one. Valenzuela turns. In time to first base. Double play. Yesterday, the Cubs were victimized by 4 double plays. Takes them 1 inning for their first today. And Jack Perkins faces the minimum, just like Espinosa did in the top half. Scoreless on our way to the second from 4 wins field.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
There's just so much sports going on right now. UEFA Final, College World Series, baseball, softball, and South Bend, Indiana. Little Midwest League action. No score to the top of the second.
Cubs right-hander Manuel Espinosa on the hill. And the batter's box, Junior Perez. First pitch. Joe's butt pulls back, high and outside, ball one.
Don't forget about the Belmont Stakes, Jesse.
Laura Newman.
I should not forget about the Belmont Stakes.
A lot going on today.
Righty, righty. Pitch on its way. Outside corner, strike called. Fastball at 95 from Espinosa. Junior Perez had a two-hit game yesterday, now batting 205. Deal, swing and a miss. Oh, what a good change up there from Espinosa. Count is 1-2. Well, the first inning, Espinosa hit Johnny Butler with a pitch, but then induced a double play ball. Wines, throws. Swing and a miss. Gotten a chase down and away. Perez has gone on strikes. Second strikeout for Espinosa. One away in the second. I think it's worth just trying to describe to you the Manuel Espinosa mechanics. He takes his time swinging his left leg up. First, as Danny Bautista Jr. steps in, his hands are above his head. Here comes that slow leg kick in the pitch. Fastball rides up and in.
Please report to the top of section 111.
It's really, Adam, in my mind, like he's doing a yoga routine. There go the hands above his head, ball in the glove. Shakes off a sign, nods yes. Still shaking, I beg your pardon. Now ready. From the belt, leg kick, the pitch, swing and a miss. Change up, 1-1.
You know the Simba cam?
I do.
It looks like he's holding up Simba right before he gets ready to go. Long hold, like the glove is Simba.
Simba's high in the air, brings it down, belt side, leg kick, the 1-1. Up high for ball two to yesterday's hero, Danny Bautista Jr.'s first home run of the year, breaking a 4-4 tie in the eighth inning. Lugnuts beat the Cubs 5-4. Scoreless here in the second with one out. The pitch. Pop foul out of play to the right side. 2-2.
He doesn't do it every time, though.
No, and that's the key, is he varies up that timing, and sometimes that left leg kick gets quick. Sometimes it slows down as much as he can. I was talking to Mitch Myers of the Lugnuts. You'll hear the interview coming up tomorrow when he starts against South Bend, all about trying to do what he can to mess with the batter's timing. He was going to go quick pitch, but first, pitch clock violation or time granted? Time granted to Bautista Jr. right before that quick pitch from Espinosa. 2-2. High and outside.
As for Bautista not doing it every time, that home run yesterday was massive. His first of the year, Jesse, it was a rocket out to left, and that's a big-time swing to give the Nuts the win.
This is a payoff. A bouncing ball hit towards short. Room service hotbed Howard fires to first in time. Two outs. I enjoyed seeing that kind of power from Danny Bautista Jr. In May, he was collecting a lot of hits at him, but not a lot of extra base hits.
I think the best thing to see was the smile. You could understand kind of a weight lifted off his shoulders as he was coming around the bases, so excited that he had got one out, and he really connected on one. It wasn't a cheapie that got out. It was crushed.
We're waiting right now because the second baseman, Pertuz, is tying his right shoe.
What long run did he have to make to buy some time?
On that last ground out, yeah, he got excited. Well, the batter's Brian Wellbus. Righty, righty. No score in the second. The deal. Bouncing ball hit toward Pertuz. Back of second base. He backhands, plants, fires. Got him at first base. Well, that shoe had to be tied there as he charged in and to his right and threw across his body. And a 1-2-3 frame for Manuel Espinosa. One and a half complete. On to the bottom of the second. Scoreless from South Bend.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe."
Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Yo-Hendrick Pinyango will lead off the bottom of the second. That'll go Pinyango, Pertuz, and Verdugo for the Cubs. No score. 4-5-6 batters challenging the right-hander from Indiana, Jack Perkins. Kicks and deals. Left-handed batter swings and misses. Mighty Breeze came up for strike one. Nobody swings bigger on these Cubs than Pinyango. Left fielder waits. The pitch fouled up and away over the netting and back over the rooftop. That startled the mascot for the Chicago Cubs here in attendance. Clark the Cub is here, visiting from the major leagues. Checking on Swoop the Silverhawk and Stew the South Bend Cub. Perkins fires. Change up low. Ball one.
You think he's going to stay up late to watch that one in, where are they at, San Francisco?
I do.
Yeah.
I think everybody associated with the Cubs is a diehard, and Clark is no exception. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on that power breaker down and in. And Pinyango went down to one knee with that mighty swing. Perkins records his first strikeout.
Well, Clark's living dangerously right now. He's sitting right by the section of Perkins' people over there. So he's going to get a lot of cheers if there's more and more strikeouts in this half inning.
He's currently giving a massage to a Cubs fan. Anyway, here's Fabian Pertuz. Second baseman looks at a called strike, breaking ball in the outside corner.
How bare he?
Oh, I was waiting for what you had in store. Righty, righty. One out, nobody on, no score. The deal, low. One ball, one strike on Pertuz. Fabian Pertuz, the native of Colombia, out of Barranquilla, comes in hitting 206. Here's the pitch. Mashed on a line down the right field line. That's a fair ball and a base hit going to the wall. Brian Guabas over to play. Pertuz heads for second base. Guabas, though, one hops in past Mency. But it's backed up by the pitcher Perkins. A double for Pertuz. It's Fabian Pertuz's seventh double of the year.
Well, how do you stay out of the five double plays the Nuts have turned over the last two nights? You hit extra base hits, and that was lined out there. Hard hit to right field. Good swing.
Luis Verdugo steps in next. No score in the home second. Perkins fires. Down low and away. Ball one. 95 miles an hour, in case you're wondering about that Perkins velo. Fifth rounder last year for the A's out of Indiana, and he transferred into Indiana from Louisville. Comes set below the belt, kicks, fires. Fastball on the hands, popped up, and a shallow right. Guabas trots forward, he's under, and he's got the catch. Pertuz won't even try him. Fabian right back to second base as the throw came in to Muncy. Now there's two outs. That's another way that you can stay out of the double play.
That's right. I was going to say that's another way you can stay out of the Velo Boys Club, because that was another 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It's an exclusive club, below 90s only, and lefties.
And in the bullpen.
Yeah. Sorry, Jack.
Christian Franklin, right-handed hitting right fielder. Initial offering, bought off the hands, into the netting right side. Strike one. Great Perkins right arm. So you can make a mistake. It can get lasered for a double. You come right back, firing heat right on the hands of these right-handed batters. Franklin waits, 0-1. On the outside corner, called strike two, 95. Franklin's a fourth rounder from 2 years ago for the Cubs, against the fifth rounder from last year for the A's. Here's the pitch. Up high, just to show it to him at 95. Now you figure, here comes the breaking ball.
I was about to say, put that breaking ball in there on the outside part of the plate. Let him take it for strike three.
Five doubles and a home run for Franklin through 32 games, but hitting just 208 this year. I'll look back at the runner. Now the pitch. There's the breaking ball, grounded sharply to second. Loved by Valenzuela. Sidearms to first and ends the inning. The double left. We're going to the third, a scoreless game. Adam Jackson will have the call when we return.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Well, hello there as we head to the top of the third. No score between the Cubs and the Lugnuts from Four Winds Field down in South Bend, Indiana. Clark Elliott, Aribilanjales, and Sahid Valenzuela up the bottom third of the card against Manuel Espinoza. First pitch, twists inside to the left-handed Elliott. Ball one. Elliott just 1-for-11 in this series. Wears number 11 on his black Lugnuts road uniform. Gray pants, black batting helmet. The pitch. Righty shoots in the fastball low, and it's two balls, no strikes. Nuts looking for a second base runner. They had Johnny Butler, who got on in the first with an HBP. That's been it, though, so far. 2-0 pitch. Elliott lifts it. Left side of the diamond, up and out of play, over the head of manager Craig Conklin down that third base side. We have the sun in the clouds at the moment. Really the first time we've seen cloud coverage outside of shadows on the diamond as it's sunk the last few nights. Pitch home. Stays up high and outside. Three balls and a strike. Another buzzing crowd here in South Bend. They've come out since the early parts of this week to watch a really good series. 3-1 pitch. Elliott lays off. It's up high and outside. It's ball four. And there is the second base runner for the Nuts. Their first walk tonight. And Elliott has his second walk of the series.
Adam, I was looking at this 7-8-9 combo for the Lugnuts they've got here for this third inning. Clark Elliott, we know he's got the leadoff hitter sensibilities. Anales just put a trio of really good swings in the baseball his last start against South Bend.
He steps in from the right side. The first pitch up, and then that hit Anales. Yes, it did. That hit his finger. But they're going to ask and see, or maybe he's going to ask and see if it hit him or if it hit the bat, but he's not arguing with the umpire right now. He's just taking off his batting glove. So it looks like that thing stung the bat, but it also hit his fingers, or maybe just came up and in close to the fingers and stung him there. I'm not sure, but the athletic trainer, Eric Fast, is out there right now to take a peek at him and make sure he's all right. They're looking at that right hand.
I think it's all of the above, Adam. I think it hit the finger and at the bat.
But unfortunately, it looks like as Craig Conklin has come down to talk with Daniel, by the way, that it hit the bat first, which would mean not an HBP. But we're also not sure because Clark Elliott is standing at second base.
I don't blame Clark. Go there until somebody tells you to retreat.
Yeah.
Heck, take third if you want to.
Well, now he's going to head back to first. And again, there wasn't any argument from Angeles about that ball not hitting the bat. It was just him feeling that sting on that right hand. No real argument from Craig Conklin either. He just wanted an explanation, it seems.
That and also checking in on the health of his guy.
Yeah, no question about it. It looks like Angeles is going to be all right here to continue. He's now down 0-1 as he couldn't get the bat out of the way. Espinoza, the righty, throws. Popped up behind home plate. Mask is off for Hearn, the catcher, and that one heading into the seats and into the crowd. No balls, two strikes. Part of that first pitch take right there is what we've seen from Eurybio Angeles, Jesse, where he likes to just stand as a statue, and I wonder if that kind of got him in trouble there because that pitch was running in towards his hands. And again, he likes to stand still and let it come in, no matter if it's a ball or a strike. 0-2. Breaking ball stays up and outside. One ball, two strikes. One on, nobody out. And there's no score between the Lugnuts and the Cubs. Espinoza set from the stretch, and the pitch home. Breaking ball is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Looks like they are a little concerned about a fan that maybe caught that foul ball that came just in front of us here in the lower bowl. And they're going to hopefully get her attended to and check her out, but she's in some pain. The pitch, swing and a miss. He went around on the slider away, and that is the third strikeout for Manuel Espinoza. One away in this third inning.
That's another joint.
Somebody needs to tell Angeles, though.
Yeah, he didn't think he went around. He thought he held up. Daniel, by the way, called him out on strikes for going around and offering. And Angeles not happy as he looks down to manager Craig Conklin going, what happened here? Certainly looked like he offered, though, and came around a little bit too far. So a weird at-bat there for Eurybio. Gets hit on a foul ball in on the hands and then gets punched out on what he thought he held up on, strike three. First pitch, there goes the runner, Clark Elliott, pitches up high, throw down to second is late as Elliott gets in under the tag from Ed Howard, who went leaping over from the shortstop position to tag the helmet of Elliott as he slid in safely, acrobatic attempt. But for Clark Elliott, just his second steal for the Nuts. We were just talking about that today. Will we see Elliott start to take more bases? He's now 2-for-2. Saheed Valenzuela batting from the left side. The switch hitter waits. The pitch. And he takes it on the inside corner. Strike one. No score between the Cubs and the Lugs. Top three. But the Nuts threatening with only one out. And Elliott, great speed, as just showcased at second base. Ready on lefty here. Espinoza and Valenzuela, the nine hitter. The pitch. Swing and a miss. A little tardy on that change of pace pitch up top, and it's 1-2.
This is where the approach has to change for Valenzuela. If you look at the left side of the infield with the shortstop Howard up the middle holding on the runner, that left side is open. That's where he loves to punch it.
1-2 pitch. In there, strike three. He doesn't get anything on that. Back-to-back strikeouts for Espinoza, and there are two away. 4 Ks for the righty.
Well, Max Muncy told you that he doesn't like to be a leadoff hitter, right? All right, batting first in the order today. This is where he wants to be. Two outs, teammate in scoring position. He has hit better this year with runners in scoring position than without runners in scoring position.
Well, here we go for the righty. Espinoza throws. Swinging a number down the first base side, fair. It gets past Espinoza, but it's picked up by the first baseman. Opitz, underhand toss to Espinoza, who is sprinting over in that direction, trying to get the foul ball, and they get Muncy. So unfortunately, Max unable to deliver after the base hit and the swipe from Clark Elliott. Lugnuts leave him stranded at second. We head to the home half of the third. No score in South Bend.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the third, we roll on in South Bend. No score between the Cubs and the Lugs. You just hearing from Vince Catronio. He's got to be pumped up in Milwaukee. The A's, officially final, have won their fourth straight game. How about that? First pitch, that's fly back foul. Strike one to Ethan Hearn, the left-hander, against the righty Jack Perkins. 8-9-1, Hearn, Casey Opitz, and Ezekiel Pagan coming to the plate. Perkins, the Indiana native here in South Bend, kicks and throws. Up high with the fastball. One ball, one strike. It has been a really, really tough season for Oakland with all the off-the-field stories about the stadium. And then, of course, the record hasn't been what they were hoping. The pitch, that's on the inside corner. One ball, two strikes. But how about back-to-back series wins on this long road trip? They just went to Pittsburgh, lost a game they were up in, and then took games 2 and 3. And now they've come to Milwaukee, who's played well this year in the NL Central. And they squeak out a 2-1 win tonight after winning yesterday. So back-to-back series victories for the A's. 1-2 pitch. That dances inside. Two balls, two strikes. Diaz was the hero tonight. 3-for-4 with a double. Scored the winning run in the 10th. The pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike three. And there's the second K for Jack Perkins. Beauty of a breaking ball as he had Hearn watching. One out in the third.
It's reminiscent of the great curve for Paul Blackburn. Blackburn had been sidelined for so much of the young year coming back from injury. It changes the A's rotation when he's healthy.
And he picks pitch six strong tonight. Four hits, no runs. The pitch, that's in there to the lefty. A little tall. Casey Opitz ahead, one ball, no strikes. No score here in South Bend between the Cubs and the Lugs in game 5 of 6 this week. Perkins kicks and throws. Way up and outside with the fastball. Two balls, no strikes. 5 strikeouts for Blackburn. Just 1 walk. And then the bullpen did the rest. They hang on to beat Milwaukee 2-1. Great stuff for Oakland. The pitch. Up high and outside. 3 balls, no strikes. And all of a sudden, that fastball just missing right now for Perkins in this at-bat.
He gets these hiccups from time to time. And that's where you and I have seen him self-correct.
Down 3-0, the pitch. There he shoots it in there. Self-correcting in motion. 3-1. Defense straight up here against the lefty, and 9-hitter Opitz batting for the first time tonight. The pitch home. Swinging a bouncer, weakly hit towards second, charging Valenzuela. Has it, sets, throws to first in time. Smooth from Saheed, 2 down.
It's not just the fastball on 3-0 as he figures out that fastball command again. On a 3-1, if you're Casey Opitz, you expect to hit that ball a lot firmer.
And not able to. And a lot of guys in the league saying that about Jack Perkins' pitches, thinking we should be hitting this much firmer. First pitch to Pagan, the lefty. A breaker is in there. Strike one on the inside corner. Nothing to nothing, bottom 3. Two hits for the Cubs, none yet for the Lugs. Here is number two, Ezekiel Pagan. Grounded out to Valenzuela in the first. The pitch. Breaking ball flies high and outside. Perkins second in the league with a 188 opponent batting average. His whip sits just over one. That's also second. And third with an ERA just a touch under three. The pitch. Fastball inside corner, knee high. Strike two. So great numbers that you want. Opponent batting average, whip, which is walks and hits per half inning. And then that ERA sitting under three, that earned run average. 1-2. Fastball inside. Down low, 2-2.
I saw Jack Perkins studying video earlier this week, and I said, are you watching video of yourself or video of the Cubs? And he said, myself. Doesn't matter about them.
That's what they all say, right? The 2-2. Tapper off of Pecan, foul. That's it. Coach speak right there, right? It's all about what we do, how we are able to execute, and that's correct. I mean, if you worry about yourself and how you can perform and go about your duties, everything else will take care of itself. 2-2. Lifted out to right, sinking quickly. In on the run, it's caught by Buelbas on sort of a sinking line drive, and that'll get Perkins through three. He's allowed just two hits, one to Howard, the other to Pertus. Nothing more. To the fourth, no score in South Bend.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Hunger lives in neighborhoods all around us, but it doesn't have to. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, off to the fourth we go. Scoreless, Johnny Butler digs in the first pitch. That's up high outside. Ball one to the lefty, Johnny Butler. He'll be followed by Daniel Susak and Junior Perez. Daniel Espinoza throws pitch two. Swing and a miss. Ooh, and on the backswing, Butler looked like he may have caught the catcher, Ethan Hearn, or at least that's the way he reacted with how he spun around quickly. One ball, one strike. Pitch home. Up high and outside. 2-1. Butler was hit by a pitch on the only pitch he saw in his first at bat. One of two base runners. Lugnut still looking for their first hit tonight. 2-1. Fastball inside and low. 3-1. They've got the HBP to Butler, and they've got the walk to Elliott. Butler in this series, 3-for-13 with a couple of runs scored, a double, and one walk. Three strikeouts. He's looking for a second walk. Lugnuts left Clark Elliott stranded at second in the last half inning. The pitch. Swing, and that's fouled back. 3-2. That looked like it was ball four. That's that high fastball coming in chin high that is so difficult to lay off of. You know, Butler expecting a fastball to be piped on 3-1, and he got it. It was just above the zone. So three balls, two strikes on Johnny Butler. Espinoza lifts and throws. And that's fouled off. Another fastball. Butler Butler trying to get aboard here to lead off this fourth inning. The Nuts had their leadoff hitter on and Clark Elliott in the third. Butler batting 215, 23 runs scored, 38 hits. That high hold for Espinoza with his elbows out in front to the side of his head, glove behind. Now comes set and throws. Lifted out to shallow left, coming in is Piñango on the run, still sprinting, and makes the catch. Basket grab in front on the run on a weak hit pop that looked like it had a chance to sink down, but Butler the first out of the fourth.
That's the first out, too, for Espinoza. It hasn't been a strikeout or a ground out. He's been very difficult to lift for these lug nuts.
And the lengthiest at bat of the night so far for the Nuts.
Doesn't surprise that it's Butler.
First pitch to Daniel Susak, and the right-handed catcher takes the pitch on the outside corner. Strike one. Yeah, Butler can drive those deep counts. He just went seven pitches. Susak grounded into a double play in three pitches. The pitch popped up. Left side of the infield. Coming in is Howard, the shortstop. He calls off everyone else. On the infield grass, makes the catch. Two outs. So, Manuel Espinoza, so far, second time through the order, getting weak pop-up contact.
I think he's doing a good job, Adam, of mixing his pitches. Remember Muncy last inning to end the inning? Breaking ball, he was way out in front. Same thing right there to Susak.
And now he tries the righty, Junior Perez. Home run leader on this Lugnut team with five. Struck him out in the first at bat. Pitch, breaking ball way outside and scoops off the dirt. Ball one. Play Perez straight up defensively in the infield. Across the diamond, Verdugo, Howard, Pertuz, and Opitz from left to right. The pitch home. Fastball outside. Two balls, no strikes. We're just looking up Junior's splits and how much he struggled in April. He had just four hits and 45 at-bats, batting under 100 in the first month of the season. The pitch. That shoots in there, inside corner, 2-1. But since then, he batted 238 in May, had those five home runs, 11 driven in with six walks. Here in June, he's batting 308. The pitch, fastball a little bit wide, 3-1. Just keeps getting better and better. Eight hits already in his first seven games in June with four doubles and three walks. 3-1 pitch. That's a little inside. No, it's called strike two. Junior Perez thought that that was ball four. Instead, he'll call time. And he will reset here from the right side of the plate. Three balls, two strikes. Top four, two outs. Base is clear. Espinoza looking for a 1-2-3 frame. Kicks and throws. That's low and outside. Ball four. So number four reaches. And for Junior Perez, there is his fourth walk in his first eight games in the month of June.
Adam, that was something. The Cubs have been pitching Perez so effectively on the outside corner this entire series, or just off the corner. There were six pitches there, right? Four away, two in. The two in were on the inside corner. And yet the pitcher Espinoza could not find that outside corner, so he lost him.
Now here's the righty, Danny Bautista. Espinoza first twirls it back to first because he knows Junior Perez, he can run, and he can pull Houdiniacs as he did the other day, getting to second where the ball beat him by 4 or 5 feet, and he still was able to get in there with no problem. 13 swipes in 15 attempts. The pitch kicked back up over the netting. Strike one on the right-handed Danny Bautista Jr.
I want to go back to your stat about that being Junior's first walk in June. We knew that he was turning it around in May. Why? Because he was drawing walks, because the plate appearances were better. So this could be a good sign for Junior here.
The pitch, there he goes to second. It's a strike. The throw down to second is up high. Perez is in safely. 14th stolen base for Junior Perez. And it's the second swipe tonight for the Nuts. And they again have a runner in scoring position. Back-to-back frames off of a walk and a stolen base. It was the breaking ball to Bautista, so now he's down 0-2, though. He had the big winning home run last night in the eighth to give the Lugs a 5-4 win to even up this series. 0-2, swinging a bouncing ball towards short, backing up Howard, and it's through his legs into left field. Around third, Perez sprinting to the plate, and Lansing leads 1-0 on the error by Howard at shortstop.
It's the old screen.
get in the way of the goalie. Don't let him see it until the last second. Junior Perez did so well, he was right on top of that ball as it bounced past him. He screened Ed Howard right off the ball.
And it worked to perfection. You're exactly right, though. That's why you put that player right in front of the net. And it was perfectly timed. On a routine grounder, Howard couldn't come up with it. Lansing still doesn't have a hit, but they lead 1-0. Here's Brian Puelbas from the right side. The pitch on the outside corner. Fastball, strike one. Two walks tonight and an HBP, all that's been allowed by Espinoza, but an E6 by Howard, which the Cubs have struggled with fielding this year. The pitch, breaking ball. This is shot down the right field side, off towards the wall, and it one hops in front of Franklin and heads to the wall. Bautista being rounded from third. He's coming in. No throw to the plate. It's an RBI double for a second straight night for Brian Puelbas. 2-0 Nuts. They capitalize on the error, and then they double down and capitalize even more with a double from Brian Puelbas.
Hanging, breaking ball away from Espinoza, and he thumped it.
He thumps it for his fifth double. Pushes it away from Franklin in right field, and Bautista, with that great speed, came coming around and is able to score. That's the first hit tonight for Lansing, and a big one at that, and all of a sudden, this game is turned around for the Lugnuts side.
I want to go back to the Junior Perez walked, because Manuel Espinoza, remember, had walked only three batters all year coming into play today. He walked Elliott last inning, the Lugnuts couldn't take advantage. He walks Junior Perez, a guy who rarely walks with two outs here. Then the error by Howard. Brian Puelbas makes darn sure they take advantage of it in this fourth.
And wanted to correct that, by the way. That was Puelbas' second double this year with Lansing. Got one yesterday, got one today. So on his second double, two unearned runs now have been allowed because of the error, Jesse. And again, look at the Cubs, 65 errors this year. That's the most in the Midwest League, and it's really not that close. Give them credit. They're still sitting a game above 500, but their fielding has let them down time and time again through 56 games this year.
Yeah, 38 unearned runs allowed by the South Bend Cubs.
Now Clark Elliott comes back up. He reached with the walk back in the third to lead off. Pitch home. Lifted deep. Right field. Franklin is going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall, and he makes the catch. A flush swing from Clark Elliott, but just being held by 4-1's field. The Lugnuts do get two, though, on the air from Bautista, or from Howard on the Bautista grounder, and then on the RBI double for Brian Puelbas. 2-0 Nuts after 3.5.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Lansing strikes first. They're up 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth, thanks to an error and then a double. The first hit tonight for the Lugs coming from the right fielder, Brian Puelbas. And now Jack Perkins takes the hill with a lead. Faces the righty, Ed Howard, the first pitch. And it sweeps outside, ball one. They appeal down to Juan Gomez. And he says, no offer. So one ball, no strikes on Howard, who singled in his first at-bat against Perk. A pitch home. In on the hands, and he fouls it off right field side, or right netting side by the dugout. One ball, one strike.
I like that. Right net, left net, center
yeah.
net.
I'll keep that in the back pocket for you, Jesse.
I might steal that from you.
I love it. Go right ahead. There's no patent. The pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike two.
Good stuff from Perkins.
Yes, indeed. A couple fastballs and then the nice breaking ball. The netting wraps, by the way, to the end of the dugouts here at Four Winds Field. 1-2. Fastball shot foul over the net this time, out of play.
I actually think that this is one of the fields where the netting covers the least amount of
yeah.
the stands.
I think the Lugnuts, it only goes to the edge of the dugouts as well. But the Lugnuts is it's a bigger field. The pitch, that's popped up right side into the seats. And that just being a bigger lower bowl is what I'm getting at. So you go to the edge of the dugouts at Jackson Field, it's covering a lot more than what you get here at Four Winds Field, which is a little bit more unique and tighter.
Yeah, it's compact, although they've got plans to expand it.
1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, weakly hit, first base side, bouncing fair, and just goes foul right to the right of first base at the last second. And it remains one ball, two strikes on the right-handed Ed Howard.
Talking to the clubby here in South Bend, Adam, we've talked about the rooftops, third base side, first base side. They're going to take those out. They're going to build an enormous upper deck. They're looking on making this ballpark AAA capacity, eventually on its way to becoming the Cubs AAA affiliate.
Oh, well, it makes sense. I mean, what, you're an hour and a half away from Chicago? Perkins has got 3 seconds. He's going to have to hurry up here. 1 second, he throws. And the pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Because right now the AAA affiliate is all the way in Iowa, and usually you try and make the AAA affiliate or the AA affiliate as close as possible, and the AA is down in Tennessee, the Tennessee Smokies for the Cubs. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit hard off of Perkins, but it ricochets first base side. Bautista slips, but still makes the tag. Three-quarters of the way up the line on Howard for the first out, a 1-3 putout. And Perkins immediately signals to the dugout, thumbs up, I'm okay, but still, pitching coach, manager, and athletic trainer all coming out, Conklin, Schulze, and Fast to take a peek at the right-hander, Jack Perkins. Wow.
What a ricochet, and what a reaction by Danny Bautista Jr. at first base to make sure that he got that out.
Yes, indeed. I mean, it came right back off of Perkins. It looked like he's wiggling around his right toe, right foot, so hits him there, then goes over towards first base where Bautista has to come up the line, and he's stumbling to go find the ball, gets it, and then you've got Howard, who's running on the outskirts of the right side of the baseline to try and avoid the tag, and Bautista just able to get him for the first out, and so now Perkins is going to throw some warm-up tosses to make sure he's okay. And he says, thumbs up, guys, I'm all right. You know he doesn't want to come out tonight with that big group of friends and supporters that look on. They may have been the ones that were loudest on that ooh that we heard on the ball hitting him in the foot.
That was me, too.
So looks like everything's okay.
Now batting the center fielder, number 29,
a three-man crew walking in unison back to the dugout. Craig Conklin, Don Schulze, and Eric Fast. Craig Conklin, the first-year manager, but second year with the Nuts. First pitch from Perkins. The right-handed Kevin Alcantara takes it low and outside. Ball one. 2-0. Lansing leading thanks to their two runs in the top half of this fourth inning. We've got to get you some trivia here in this fourth. I think I got a good one for you tonight, Jesse. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Ooh, changeup, 85 up there on the gun, and Alcantara was swinging for the fences. and a home run earlier in this series. 11 game on base streak. Pitch home. Bouncing ball, high hop towards short. Muncy has it. Sets, throws to first. Bautista rises, makes the catch. And there's two outs. Okay, so quickly, trivia here with two outs. Lugs up 2-0, bottom four. Since the A's moved to Oakland, how many of their players have led the AL in on-base percentage? This, of course, being prompted with Ryan Noda leading qualified players in the AL with a 415 OBP. First pitch, shoots in there, strike one. So I don't even need the players. I'm just asking how many, since the A's moved to Oakland, have led the AL in OBP. The pitch, that's in there, bottom of the zone, strike two. What, they moved there in 65, I believe? So go back to the 60s for the Athletics. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive, twisted the other way between the hole of Anjeles and Muncy. And there's the first base hit in this fourth inning.
Now batting the second baseman.
I correct. 1968 is when the A's moved out to Oakland. So since 68, how many of the Athletics players have led the AL in OBP? That is your trivia question tonight. Perkins' first pitch. Lifted out to shallow right field. Over to his right is Buelbas. He makes the catch just in front of Perez. Fabian Pertuz is out, and so are the Cubs. You can reach us on Twitter at Adam Jackson, at Jay Goldstrass, or jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. The email will answer the trivia question in the seventh. We're off to the fifth. Jesse with the play-by-play when we return.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A 2-0 Lugnuts lead on our way to the fifth inning from Fort Winds Field. Adam Jaxa by my side, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Right-hander Manuel Espinosa returns to the hill. 5'11 right-hander out of Sinaloa, Mexico. Listed at 150 pounds on the roster for South Bend. That was his signing weight. He's no longer there. He's been bringing in the fastballs. Fastball right now at 94, 95 miles per hour. Through four innings, he struck at four. He fires to A. Rebiel Anales, and it's chopped towards second. Two bounces to Pertuz, jumps up to snare, fires high to first, and then just the last second, Opitz got that right big toe down in the bag. At number one. Well, for Espinosa now, 4 1/3 innings of one-hit baseball. But the one hit was an RBI double by Brian Guelbas in the Lugnuts' two-run fourth inning, the only runs of the game. There's Saheed Valenzuela, the number nine hitter. And then back up to the top of the order for a third time to flip things around. Switch hitter batting left, the pitch. Espinosa finds the zone. Called strike, 93 miles an hour at the knees. Struck out Valenzuela on just that sort of pitch his first time. Caught him looking. Kicks and fires. Down and in with the changeup. Ball one. One out, nobody on in the top of the fifth inning. Two runs, one hit, no errors for the Lugnuts. No runs, three hits, one error for the Cubs. Here's the pitch. A swing and a pop foul. Back and out of play off to the left side. Just looking around for Winsfield. There's Stu, the inflatable South Bend Cubs mascot. The arms are waving, but not in the breeze, not in the wind. There's no wind rustling the flags out to the left of the batter's eye. Espinosa's 1-2. Hit in the air out to left field. Shallow for Pinyango coming in and waiting. Two-hand squeeze. Out number two.
A fan alligator arm that last catch attempt. Jesse was right under it. He had his arms up like Stu. Out there, the inflatable, ready to catch it. Comes down and he ducks and gets out of the way. Like a receiver coming across the middle with the safety ready to hit him. There's no safety there.
Well, maybe the fan was looking out for their own safety.
Yes.
Top of the order, Max Muncy. The pitch. A curveball in there, strike one called. You know, some fans rise to the occasion. Others, moments too big. Two outs, nobody on. 2-0 Nuts. The pitch. Outside on a fastball. 1-1 on the leadoff hitting Muncy, who struck out and grounded out to first. One more game to go in this series. Tomorrow at 2:05. The break even. A ground ball pulled down toward third, backhanded by Verdugo. Long throw on a rope to first base. Side retired. Halfway to the house, we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. 2-0, Lansing leading in South Bend.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Lansing right-hander Jack Perkins back to the mound, bottom of the fifth inning. And through his first four frames, two strikeouts, three hits, no walks, more importantly, no runs. Lugnuts are leading the Cubs 2-0. Verdugo, Franklin Hearn, 6-7-8 in the South Bend order. Righty-righty, Perkins to Verdugo, the third baseman. The pitch. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner. That's the cutter. From Perkins, comes in at 92. Left foot in front of the right foot, wearing the road black jersey. Deals up high with the off-speed. 1-1. We got to see Adam, the Verdugo arm, to end the top of the fifth inning on the backhand down the line on a Max Muncy grounder. Perkins fires. The curveball hangs high. Ball two. Play like that, there are little plays within baseball that on a scorecard are 5-3. I love it as simply somebody who loves the game. A fastball foot off the hands foul, out of play to the right side, 2-2. For a third baseman to go to their right, down the line, back of the bag, and then to show off their arm.
It's, again, much more difficult play than the error that happened at shortstop that allowed the run from Ed Howard. And, you know, Verdugo made it look so easy.
2-0, Lugnuts are leading. Perkins winds and throws. A fastball again fought off the hands. Parried over on the right side out of play. 2-2. Verdugo fly to right field his first time. Outfield is straight up. Perkins brings it. High. 3-2. Adam and I walked all the way around for Winsfield earlier today. Picked up a brat for Adam. Picked up some waters. Walked past Ben's Pretzels. Payoff. Buried down low. Ball four. The first walk given out by Jack Perkins. Well, the first man is on for South Bend.
That's another Northwest Bank walk.
Walked around where the fountains are. For the kids on the right side, there's a play area on the right. And then past the right field foul pole, that's where the South Bend Cubs Performance Center is with the batting cages. Verdugo at first, nobody out. The pitch. Christian Franklin takes ball one low and away. Cubs batting down 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning.
We got some Sour Patch Kids, too.
Yes, we did. It's good to have a pick-me-up sitting right in between us. But Adam gets the oranges. Perkins deals. A bouncer is hit up the middle. Valenzuela back of second. Grabs, steps on second. Throws to first. Double play! Yes, sir! And at first base, there's Danny Bautista Jr. with a scoop and show to the bases of umpire Gomez. Well, back in the first inning, Ed Howard was erased on a double play ball. And here in the fifth, Verdugo is eliminated. Two outs and nobody on. Perkins continues to roll.
The underlying story there, I think Max Muncy ran straight in front of Valenzuela to try and get out of the way.
Ethan Hearn takes the ball, skipping to the backstop.
They both were charging because that ball was right behind second. Valenzuela gets it, and then Muncy, whose momentum is already carrying him, has to sprint in front of Valenzuela to get out of the way. Then Valenzuela has to find the bag and throw it to first.
Hearn takes ball two up and away. I talked with the two of them in the dugout earlier this series. They had a near collision the other day as well. And it's Ian Valenzuela with Muncy right there still finishes off the double play. Perkins fires. A bouncer off the right foot. Strike one for Hearn.
About as close to a 4-6-3 double play as you can get without having one, right?
Max is trying to insert himself as the six, and Saeed Valenzuela's gone. No, 4-3. 4-3 double play. That guy was just around.
They're still talking about it right now. Max is saying, feed me the ball, man. I had it.
I don't blame them.
Just practice his throw over to first base.
A 2-1 pitch. Fouled away. Oh, but the netting on the left side. And from two balls and no strikes to 2-2 on Hearn. He struck out looking his first time against Perkins.
That's now an even 50 double plays for the Nuts, and they've had six in the last two nights. Remarkable.
Here's pitch number 68 for Jack. Strike three called inside corner. Third strikeout of the game for Perkins. Finishes off his fifth scoreless inning. Onward into the sixth, 2-0 Lugnuts.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts bring a 2-0 lead to the sixth inning from the bend. They'll bring up 2, 3, and 4 in Butler, Susak, and Perez against a new Cubs pitcher, the mustachioed right-hander out of San Diego. Frankie Scalzo Jr. has come into work. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jackson.
Scalzo Jr., good numbers this year. Just 6'3", 185-pounder from San Diego. 14th-round selection in 2021.
Righty deals to the lefty, Johnny Bowman. Hammered to right field. On its way. You can kiss it goodbye. Johnny Butler out to the Performance Center. Home run number 6 this year. And if they ask you who gave the Lugnuts a 3-0 lead, you can say the Butler did it.
Wow. That was pummeled. That's one way to greet a new pitcher.
The man is strong. Frankie Scalzo Jr., that's the fourth home run that you've served up in 2023.
Oh, my goodness.
Was that corny? The Butler did it. It was a little too corny, right? Here's Daniel Susak. He takes the bender down and away. Ball one.
Let me answer that in my best Jesse Goldberg Strassler impersonation. Now.
Righty, righty. Nobody on, nobody out. Susak swings and misses. Chase the off-speed down. First pitch that Scalzo Jr. threw.
Night-night.
Scalzo Jr. out of Grand Canyon University. That shot was grand. The pitch. Susak takes a called strike on the outside corner. Susak out of Arizona.
That may have covered the entire Grand Canyon in itself, flying from one end to the other and still be going.
The pitch. A curveball bounced foul up the left side. A couple of hops to the manager. Conklin coaching at third. The lefty looks. Overhands it up. First row for a youngster. So the Lugnuts now have two hits in this game. One an RBI double by Buelbas, and one a round tripper for Johnny. Here's the pitch. A bouncer is hit over Scalzo Jr. In front of second base. Scooped up by Pertus. Throws to first. Nipped him at the bag. Susak's the first out.
Center fielder number 4, Junior Perez.
3-0 Lansing. One out, nobody on for Junior Perez.
I can't believe how far he hit that ball. That was just hit into the oblivion.
It's somewhere still in South Bend, I promise you. Somewhere in South Bend. Junior Perez takes strike called on the inside corner. So Scalzo Jr. replaces Manuel Espinosa, who went 5 innings of one hit ball, 2 unearned runs. The pitch bending down and away and all the way to the backstop. Ball and a strike on Junior, who struck out, walked, stolen a base, and scored a run. Here's the pitch. Head in the air to right field, not as far as Butler. Franklin comes in. He's got the catch. Out number 2. The number 5 hitter in the order is the man who homered yesterday, Danny Bautista Jr. Lugnuts home runs in this series have not been cheap. 3-0 Lansing. Scalzo Jr. throws. Danny Bautista Jr. takes ball one outside. And somewhere, Danny Bautista Sr. and Frankie Scalzo Sr. are watching this. Here's the pitch. Inside and nearly hit him. Goes all the way to the backstop. I think the ruling is that ball deflected off the bat. But up there on the big scoreboard, it now reads 1-1. The pitch bowled straight back. The Lugnuts and the Cubs wrapping things up this weekend. The only meetings of this year between these two teams. So, Adam, you know, that means they'll be telling the legend of the Johnny Butler home run. Hang on just a second. Bautista Jr. talking with the home plate umpire, by the way. I think something was in his eye. By the way, was granting him time. Danny is saying, is that an official time? Count is 1-2. By the way, just made sure that we all knew that. The pitch did not chase. Curveball down and away. On appeal, denied. Ball 2. The birthday boy, Daniel, by the way.
Do you remember that home run, though?
The Johnny Butler home run that he just hit a moment ago?
Yeah.
I do. The 2-2 up high. Wasn't all that long ago.
This is one of those sad moments where I wish we weren't on radio so you all could see how much he hammered that baseball on the first pitch of the inning. Wow.
Well, we should just stop the game and reenact it. This is a payoff. And it goes off the bat of Batista Jr. in a check swing right back to the pitcher, Scalzo Jr. to first base, and that retires the side. Did that ball bounce off his bat? Bounced off the ground, off the check swing, ground out 1-3.
Cricket here in the sixth.
Yeah, what a top of the sixth inning. Johnny Butler homers the Lugnuts into a 3-0 lead. We're going to the bottom of the sixth. This is Lugnuts Baseball from South Bend.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Jack Perkins goes to the mound for the bottom of the sixth inning. The Lugnuts leading 3-0 over South Bend. Perkins looking for a sixth consecutive scoreless inning. Fires down and in, ball one to Casey Opitz. Only four base runners against Jack. A double, two singles, and a walk. And he's erased two of them on double play balls. He has struck out three. Opitz, then the top of the order, Pagan and Howard. He deals inside. Fastball at 94, but two balls and no strikes. Perkins is coming off back-to-back quality starts. Looking for a third in a row. Deals. Head in the air out to center field for Junior Perez. Backs up. Slows down, waits. He's got the catch. Out number one, home half of the sixth inning. For Perkins, he had been a consistent, solid arm for the Lugnuts. He had burst out of the gates, five hitless innings, six strikeouts at Great Lakes on April the 9th, the third day of the year. Five innings, one run allowed to West Michigan, his next start. Five of the third scoreless against Quad Cities. Five innings, two runs against Dayton. Then the only start in which he hasn't gone five. First offering to Ezekiel Pagan is skied. Down the first base side. Perkins over, called off. Batista Jr. loses his cap and puts it away. Out number two. On May 9th at West Michigan, three innings, four runs. Came right back. Took on the Whitecaps for a second time in that series. 5 2/3 innings, only two runs. And then May 21st against Lake County, five innings, two runs. That has brought us into this recent stretch. May 27th at Fort Wayne, 6 2/3, two runs. June 3rd against Cedar Rapids, six innings, two runs. And here, 5 2/3, nothing. 3-0 Lugnuts. A fastball at the letters, called a strike to Ed Howard. Stadium sound system is trying to do whatever they can to rev up their Cubs, but they're down 3-0. Jack Perkins unleashes pitch number 74. Howard is 1-for-2. Does not chase the breaking ball down and away. One ball and one strike. At the rate that he's going, Perkins is looking like he is, without question, going to pitch into the seventh inning, and we'll see where things go from there. The pitch to Howard. Curveball. Strike called outside corner. 1-2. When he breaks off a curve like that in the outer edge, Adam, I just think that the batter can just stand and hope that the umpire thinks it's off the edge. 1-2. Breaking ball, waved at and foul tipped into Susak's mitt. Howard helpless. Strikeout number 4. 6 scoreless innings for Perkins, and he's not done. Not by a long shot. 3-0 Lugnuts going to the 7th. Adam returns. He'll have the call of the game. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
All right, crew. Let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Well, it's been a pleasant evening so far down here in South Bend. 3-0 Lugnuts leading as we head to the 7th. And the Lugnuts trying to tack onto that 3-run advantage.
You're only saying it's a pleasant evening because you're not a Cubs hitter.
Yeah, that's right. Watching Jack Perkins eat up those Cubs hitters tonight. He has gone through 6, scoreless, only allowed 3 hits and struck out 4. Frankie Scalzo back out there against Brian Buelbas. First pitch, the right-hander swings through the breaking ball. Strike 1.
I think I heard a whoosh.
Buelbas with the big RBI double in that 2-run 4th. Lugnuts tacked on a run in the 6th. The pitch, up high, fastball misses. That was the first pitch that Frankie Scalzo threw home, and Johnny Butler obliterated it out to right field. 3-0 Nuts here. The pitch popped up, foul territory, first base side. Out of play as the fans all have their heads turned to the right down there to see where that baseball lands. Pointing, laughing, smiling to see who's going to pick it up and get the free baseball. Lugnuts actually getting out hit. 3 runs on just 2 hits. No errors for Lansing. No runs, 3 hits, and an error for South Bend. But it was a big one that scored the first run. The pitch, breaking ball, lifted out to right. Not hit deep. Coming in is Franklin. And slows to a walk, makes the catch for the first out. Only 2 hits tonight for the Nuts, but both extra base hits. Buelbas with the double, Butler with the homer, and both those leading to 2 of the 3 runs. All right, here's Clark Elliott, a walk and a stolen base tonight, 0 for 1. 3-0 Nuts, top 7. Ready on lefty, the pitch. Bouncer foul from the former Michigan Wolverine, Clark Elliott. Stole his second base in just his second attempt. Wondering if he's going to try and do that more as he's recently come up to Lansing from Stockton. The pitch down low, skips off the plate. 1-1. Out of Barrington, Illinois, was the 69th overall pick. The competitive balance round B pick for the A's in 2022. Signed for just short of 100,000. The pitch, here's a bouncing ball foul. 1-2. Just short of $1 million, rather, 900,000. Rich Sparks, the scout, and he's been the guy that also brought in Jack Perkins. How about that? And he signed so many great A's, so many great A's pitchers. Specifically, you're thinking about the University of Michigan, where Elliott's from, Blake Beers. Pitch down low. 2-2. He just got promoted up to Midland this year.
Max Schumann, another one of Rich's guys up in AAA.
Mr. Weisenberger.
Yes. Still keeping an eye on Jeff Criswell in the Colorado Rockies organization.
Jeff Criswell, the other one. Yes, indeed. 2-2 pitch. Lifted out to center field on a line, but Alcantara backs up underneath of it, makes the catch on a hard hit ball to center, two outs.
I like this, though, from Clark Elliott. We've seen him hit the ball harder today than in a lot of games recently. He's been barreling.
Yeah. Fist bumps for the balcony to our right.
There are these tiny little kids who look in, they see Adam's great face, and all they want to do is give him dap.
Arribilanjale steps in. First pitch to the righty is in there. Fastball, strike one. 3-0. Lugnuts leading top seven.
Adam Jack's a fan club. The line is forming right there.
I love it. The pitch. Bouncing ball, foul back. No balls, two strikes. Just glad they're not scared when they look in and see us.
They're not.
They're having a blast over here, enjoying the game. Looks like they've had some ice cream from the remnants left on their faces. Chocolate. The 0-2 is fouled back out of play.
Forensic detective Adam Jackson.
The big smile with the chocolate in the teeth and on the cheeks. Little kids, they are a delight. No balls, two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That one dropped out on Anjales and came in on the hand. So it's a quick seventh. And now we get up, stretch it out, and we see if Jack Perkins can go the longest he's gone all year, trying to get through seven. We'll see if he can do it. We return. 3-0. Lansing in front.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Jack Perkins trying to do something he has not done all year. Go seven innings. He's gone 6 2/3 before. He has gone six before. He's been around it. But here tonight, a chance to get through seven. He's thrown 76 pitches, and he's given up just three hits. He's not allowed a base hit since the fourth. Here we are in the bottom of the seventh. 3-0. Lugs lead. Kevin Alcantara coming up to the plate. And the first pitch to the righty is down low, ball one. Alcantara tonight 0-2 with two ground balls, one into a double play. Perkins set, kicks and throws. Fastball paints the outside corner, strike one. Jack Perkins has been excellent in front of family, friends, and in his home state tonight. The Kokomo, Indiana native here in South Bend delivers. Fastball outside corner, 1-2. Four strikeouts. That fourth ended the sixth. He gave up a single in the first, a double in the second, a single in the fourth. 1-2. Popped back up, out of play. And remains a ball and two strikes on Alcantara. Number 29 for the Cubs. Right-handed 6'6", 190-pounder from the Dominican Republic. Good size. Center fielder digs back in. Red and blue batting gloves. Perkins kicks and throws. Fastball a little bit wide. Tried that outer edge again and just missed. Lugnuts playing straight up defensively in the infield. Shaded over towards right with Perez off center to the right. The pitch, breaking ball shot, right at the first baseman. Bautista knocks it down, can't make the catch, now trying to race to the bag, does so as he slides in, little herky-jerky, but he gets there first for the first out of the seventh.
What a play of desperation. And what I worry about right there is you've got three people, Adam, arriving at the same spot, all of them at top speed. Perkins hustling over from the mound. Alcantara flying out of the batter's box, 6-6, and so fast. And there's Danny Bautista Jr. calling his own number.
Glad to see that Danny Bautista's okay. Here's the first pitch. Chopper foul off of Yohendrick Piñango's foot from the left side of the box. When he was lunging with that foot, it kind of got jammed in the dirt, and that's how you potentially can hyperextend something, but he's okay. 0-1. Swing and a big miss from Piñango. He winds up on some of those pitches, and he was tardy on the breaking ball. 0-2. One out, nobody on. Bottom seven. Lugnuts in front, 3-0. Jack Perkins trying to get through seven, which would be his longest outing of the year. He's two outs away. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in on the hands. And Piñango fooled on that off-speed pitch back-to-back. 5 strikeouts for Perkins.
So let me tell you, Adam, go back to the fourth inning. Perkins got out in front of Piñango the same way. Strike one, strike two. He went to a different pitch, and Piñango poked himself a base hit in the left field. I guarantee you Jack was thinking all about that and going, not this time.
The pitch popped back foul by the right-handed Fabian Pertuz. Great jump by him to come back, get the out, not give up the base hit, and now he's equaled his longest outing this season, 6 2/3. The 0-1. Fastball away. 1-1.
No coincidence, I would say. The other one, 6 2/3 in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
That's right. That's what we looked tonight. Thought this guy could potentially get through seven for the first time. He's one out away. 1-1. Swing and a miss. And he got him with a 94-mile-an-hour heater. And it's 1-2 on the right-handed Pertuz, the second baseman who doubled back in that second inning. 3-0, Nuts leading bottom seven here at Four Winds Field, home of the South Bend Cubs. A game above 500. Jack Perkins set. Turns and throws. Swing and it's lifted foul out of play first base side. And it remains a ball and 2 strikes. Perkins against Fabian Pertuz. 1-for-2 tonight with that double in the second. The fly out to center in the fourth. Base is clear, 2 outs. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball just wide as Perkins was headed to the dugout. He thought that that was in there for his 6th strikeout. Just off the outer edge. See what he goes to. That breaking ball has been effective. It just got Piñango on back-to-back swings and misses. 2-2. Swinging a bouncing ball towards third. Backing up on Hales. Has it. Sets. Fires to first in time. And there it is. Jack Perkins is through seven here in South Bend. His longest outing of the year. And a standing ovation from Perkins' people just behind the third base dugout. 3-0, Nuts. We're off to the eighth in South Bend.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Seven down, two to go. Lansing in front, 3-0 as we head to the top of the eighth. Saheed Valenzuela steps in from the left side against the new righty, Nunez. His first pitch on its way. And it's low and outside, ball one. That's Etuarniel Nunez, a right-handed 6'2", 170-pounder from the Dominican Republic. Taken from Tennessee. The pitch. Sent out to left field, not deep. Piñango coming in. Hustles, stops, reaches above his head for the first out of this eighth inning. And taken from Tennessee, talking about that Nunez was with the Tennessee Smokies last year. He was signed as a free agent in 2017. So now he's got the first out. He takes over for Frankie Scalzo. Max Muncy in from the right side of the box. 3-0 Nuts, top eight. One out, base is clear. Righty on righty, the first pitch. Swing and a miss. That breaking ball left the zone. Strike one. Max, after having back-to-back two-hit nights, is 0-3 tonight. A couple of grounders and a strikeout. Trying to get aboard here. The pitch. Breaking ball down low. Learned his lesson. Stayed off that one off the outer edge. One ball, one strike on Muncy, the former first-round pick and 20-year-old. Taken in 2021 by the A's. 1-1 pitch. Popped up. Shallow left field. Backing up the third baseman Verdugo into the outfield grass. Makes the catch, and there's two away.
Left fielder number 8, Johnny Butler.
So that leaves it up to Johnny Butler, who scorched a home run out to right field in his last at-bat to greet Frankie Scalzo. He's reached two times tonight, but for Butler, that his sixth home run now leads the team. Home run batting champ in the ACC out of NC State steps in. The first pitch to the lefty. Checked it. It's inside. Ball one. 3-0 Nuts leading thanks to that home run that came in the sixth. Nuts got their other two runs in the fourth. Only two hits tonight. That home run won. 1-0. Popped up. Shallow center field, a mile high. Alcantara coming in, but it is going to be the second baseman, Perdue's, that's back there. Him and Howard, the shortstop, were out there. Alcantara looked like he was going to take it, but then it was Perdue's because it sat up there for so long, and it's a quick, harmless 1-2-3 eighth. Off to the last of the eighth, Lansing 3, South Bend none from Four Winds Field.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
The night is over for Jack Perkins, and it was a season best. 7 innings pitched, only 3 hits allowed. He shuts out South Bend through those 7 innings, gives up just 1 walk, and strikes out 5 through 91 pitches of work, 59 in the zone, and he gives way to the lefty, John Beller, who faces Luis Verdugo, Christian Franklin, and Ethan Hearn, 6, 7, and 8. The right-hander Verdugo steps in. Beller's pitch. Up high, ball one. 3-0 Lansing. 2 runs in the fourth, 1 in the sixth.
Verdugo.
Here comes Beller's pitch. That's in tight. Two balls, no strikes. I'm just realizing I've neglected the trivia question answer. We talk about answering that in the seventh. We'll do it here in the eighth. Gave it to you back in the fourth. It's been such a great game tonight for the Lansing Lugnuts. Trying to keep it going for six more outs. Next pitch, outside. Beller has missed the zone three straight times to open his outing. Lugnuts looking for back-to-back wins and take control of this series and go up 3-2 heading into the finale tomorrow at 2. The pitch. Missed it high and outside. And Verdugo has walked for the second time tonight. And that is the first base runner for the Cubs since he walked back in the fifth. So now it brings up Christian Franklin.
Sets up a double play ball.
Yes, it does. Now, Lugnuts have had two of those tonight. They've had six, in the last two nights. Four yesterday. That gives them an even 50 to lead the league coming in to tonight. There's Christian Franklin right side. First pitch fastball there. He shoots it in on the outside corner. Strike one. So, trivia question back in the fourth was, since the A's moved to Oakland back in the late 60s, how many of their players have led the AL in on-base percentage? 0-1. Too high. One ball, one strike. Any responses? Jesse, did anybody know? We just needed how many. Didn't need the correct people.
We have a guess of three players. And four with Noda.
The pitch. That's on the outside corner. Strike two. That is correct. So Noda obviously will have to finish this season as the OBP leader. So he is the leader right now in the AL at 415. But yes, three different players for the A's have led the league in that in three different seasons. The pitch. Bouncing ball, third base side. It's fair. Anjeles has it. Throws to second for one. Valenzuela back to first. It's another twin killing. The third tonight. The seventh in the last 2 days. A 5-4-3 around the horn double play. Bases clear in the bottom of the eighth.
Really, I don't know why Luis Verdugo even accepted that walk. We knew what it was setting up. It's just more disappointment for South Bend. And this Lugnuts defense has been exceptional. Here's another case of it. Ground ball back of third. What a great job all around the horn.
Now Ethan Hearn from the left side. The pitch, a little bit low. Ball one. And that ball was trying to decipher whether or not it wanted to stay fair or foul and somehow stayed inside the line. And Anjeles tracked it the entire way and started that double play. The 1-0. Hit hard down the right field side. That ball hooking, though, and foul as it was headed for home run distance for Hearn. One ball, one strike. 3-0 Nuts here in the bottom of the eighth. By the way, with the trivia question, yes, three Oakland Athletics had led the league in the AL, but it's been done four times. The pitch, that's a little bit high. Two balls and a strike. So, Ricky Henderson was the first to do it in 1990. Then Mark McGuire did it in 96. Jason Giambi did it back-to-back years in 2000 and 2001. The pitch, breaks it in there, strike two.
Jason Giambi's younger brother, Jeremy, a Lansing Lugnut.
Yes, indeed. Good lineage. And so four different seasons, an A has led the AL in OBP, time called behind the plate. And Ryan Noda leading the league through players that have enough of bats to qualify in the AL so far with an OBP of 415. Continue that as the season follows, if he can keep it up. 2-2. Breaking ball in there, called strike three. No problem for John Beller getting the Nuts through eight. They're three outs away from taking their third game in this series. And it is 3-0, Lugnuts at Four Winds Field. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you through the ninth when we return.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A bonus trivia question for Adam Jaxa coming up here in the top of the ninth inning. Hello. Eight innings have been played. Out of the ninth with the Lugnuts leading in South Bend 3-0. Marnell Nunez returns to the hill for the Cubs. His job is to make sure that this deficit is only 3 runs before we go to the bottom of the ninth. Righty-righty, Nunez to Daniel Susak. Fastball rides high and outside. Ball one. Susak, Perez, Batista Jr., 3-4-5, meat of the order, against the righty Nunez. Pitch is on its way. A broken bat ground ball softly struck to short, picked up by Howard, throws to first. One gone. Adam, you answered the trivia question of the game in the bottom of the eighth inning, that being, how many Oakland Athletics have, in the franchise history, led the American League, and on base percentage with Ryan Noda leading it this year, maybe on his way. And my follow-up to you, question asked by Marsha Bullard via email. Who is the last Lansing Lugnut to lead the league, major leagues, in on-base percentage?
Oh.
Yeah. There's Junior Perez. Righty deals to righty. 3-0 nuts in the ninth. Curveball up and inside. Junior ducked away. Ball one. Happened 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That helps you.
I know who it was.
Yeah, you do.
Guy named Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Ding, ding, ding. Nunez pitches. Fastball right by him. Swung on and missed for strike one.
So, take that, Marsha.
Marsha also writes in with some Lugnuts alumni news. I like that this can now be the family bulletin board. Here's the pitch. Swatted up and foul off to the right side, writes in Marsha. Former Lugnut pitcher Dave Seaver. I remember his bright red hair. He and his wife just welcomed in a new baby. They now have 3 children. And former Lugnut pitcher Scott Roy just got married today. Congratulations.
That's awesome.
A 1-2. Breaking ball fouled away to the right side.
See, they don't need to listen to us. They've already got all the Lugnuts knowledge they could ever hope for.
I like that we can share this from Marsha to you. As we share with you how Junior Perez fares this at bat. 3-0 Lugnuts in the ninth. That's a 1-2 pitch from Edwarniel Nunez. Swing and a miss. Great sinking fastball at 95, added up below the zone. Harris strikes out for a second time.
You know that Bo Bichette guy's having a pretty good season this year, too. So those 2017 Nuts doing all right at the major league level.
Bo has been exceptional.
First baseman number 29,
is Danny Batista Jr. There's Danny Batista Jr., righty to righty. Bends down and away and all the way to the backstop, ball one. Bo Bichette. Last year there was a slump and then it got hot and by the end of the year you looked up and you said this was a good year. Well, this year, right now, he's been great. He's leading the major leagues in base hits. Nunez fires. Swing and a miss. 99 miles an hour away.
I think I heard a whoosh.
I mean, most hits in the major leagues for Bo, and keep in mind he's battling Luis Arraez of the Miami Marlins, who's hitting 400. A 1-1 stays outside. Ball two. Once again, 99 from Nunez. Two outs, nobody on, top of the ninth inning. Danny Batista Jr. with two outs, nobody on in the eighth inning yesterday, homered. The Lugnuts leading 3-0 in the ninth today. Here's the hitter's pitch. Outside for ball three. Back to Bo, though. Bo Bichette, when he was with the Lugnuts, he was hitting well over 400 for a large part before he slumped down into the low 380s. And was promoted up to high A, Dunedin, in July. He's the best hitter, Adam, that I've seen here. Bautista Jr. takes a called strike at the letters.
I mean, you've said it many times that everyone talked about Vladimir Guerrero Jr., but it was Bo that actually had the better numbers that year.
Bo was the better player. This is a payoff pitch from Nunez. Swinging a ground ball up the middle, backhanded by Pertuz, back of second. Bo's to first, got him. What a great play by Fabian Pertuz. Back of second base, his momentum taking him toward left field, and to somehow get the throwaway to Opitz at first base, retiring Bautista Jr., ending the top of the ninth inning. We go to the bottom of the ninth, with the Lugnuts 3 outs away from a 3-0 victory at Four Winds Field. Stay with us.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
John Beller is 2 for 4 in save opportunities with the Lugnuts, and this is save chance number 5 to the bottom of the ninth. Lugnuts 3, Cubs nothing. Casey Opitz, followed by the top of the order in Pagan and Howard, 9-1-2 against the southpaw Beller from USC. He fires. Switch hitting Opitz, batting right, takes a called strike 1. Fastball slider change up for Beller. Opitz is 0-for-2 with a ground out to second and a fly out to center. Strike 1 toss. At the letters on the outside corner, strike 2 called at 85 miles per hour. You can go scoreboard watching in the Midwest League. South Bend came into play today declaring this a monster game. They felt they needed this win. Beller delivers. Off-speed came down and in, and did that hit him? Yes, on the shoe-top. And a leadoff base runner for the Cubs on an 0-2.
Well, Jesse, you know what that means?
What does that mean?
That means there's a runner at first, which means you can now get 2 outs at 1 play.
You're right. That means that a double play is in order. Yesterday, the Lugnuts defense turned 4 double plays, including the 4th to end the game. They've turned 3 so far. Pagan tried to bunt the first pitch, fouled it off the rooftop, strike 1.
No way, no way, no way they get another one here, right?
Zico Pagan is 0-for-3 out of the leadoff spot. Lefty throws to lefty. Abreu high and away. So the Cubs came into play today, tied with Quad Cities, second place in the West Division, 3 games back of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. And I can tell you that Cedar Rapids is trailing in Dayton 8-4 in the 6th inning. Beller's pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 87, down and in. 1-2 on Pagan. And the Quad Cities River Bandits, who are tied with the South Bend Cubs, beating Fort Wayne 3-2, bottom of the 5th from Davenport, Iowa. Beller looks at the runner. His pitch. Outside corner, strike 3 called. Pagan shakes his head as he walks back to the dugout, out number 1.
Well, here we go.
A double play ball would end the game.
I'm gonna walk home if it happens.
Don't do that. It's been that bargain sale for the defense. Two for the price of one. Beller's pitch. Strike called on the inside corner. The most double plays I ever saw in one game was 10. Six turned by the Lugnuts defense, four by the Whitecaps, and the sixth turned by the Lugnuts defense ended the game. Was a line out to the first baseman. The pitch. Line toward short, one hop and past Muncy on the backhand side. Base hit left field. Corralled by Butler, gets it into shortstop. Up to second base goes Opitz on the single by Howard. And now the tying run is coming up and Kevin Alcantara.
Well, irony strikes right. Last night, it was a heck of a pick by Muncy to start the inning-ending double play and game-ending double play. That time, he had a chance, but not much of one because it was hit so hard, it would have taken an incredible pick. And now you got to take on the guy that's the tying run and has a home run in this series and is riding an 11-game on-base streak that is on the line as he comes up here in the ninth inning.
Kevin Alcantara, 20-year-old. And the number three prospect in the Chicago Cubs organization. But first, a mound meeting called to order by Don Schulze, the pitching coach. Meeting adjourned. Ezekiel, or I should say, Aribil Anales, three, pats to the shoulder of Beller. We are a month and 2 days away from Kevin Alcantara's 21st birthday. Picked up via trade with the Yankees. 2-1, one out, 3-0 Nuts. First pitch, check swing. Did it go? Yes, is the home plate umpire, by the way. Strike one. Alcantara earlier in the series was ejected for arguing on a check swing called a strike against him. At second, Opitz does not run well. Howard faster at first. Here's the pitch. Up high and outside. Appeal to check swing. Didn't go. I think he would have lost his temper if that one was called a strike.
I think so too.
And I would not have blamed him. Alcantara is grounded into a double play. He's grounded to short. He's grounded to first. Double play was hit toward third. The pitch here. Fouled off into the screen. And he's down to the count against Beller. 1-2. Lansing bullpen up the left side. Mack Lardner is warming up. Just started. 3-0 Nuts. Beller's pitch. Fouled off the right side. First baseman Batista Jr. loses his hat. He went dashing after it, but that ball was well back under the crowd. Alcantara has been criticized for not having enough extra base hits. We have seen a home run from him in this series. Here's the pitch. Up high from Beller. Ball two. Jack Perkins started it. Seven scoreless innings. John Beller relieved him in the eighth. Issued a leadoff walk, erased it with a double play. Now in the ninth, 2-1, one out. He throws. Ground ball pulled foul off the rooftop of the Lugnuts dugout, left side. The Lugnuts only have two hits in the game. One, though, is an RBI double by Brian Guelbas to cap a two-run fourth. On the other, Johnny Butler's sixth home run of the year coming in the sixth. Those are your runs. 3-0 Lansing. The pitch. Fouled back into the net again. Center net at him.
One of his foul balls was coming right for us if the center net wasn't there. The right center net. It's good to hear him play a different song than what we've heard the last three, four times.
I requested Queen earlier.
Good. As you should.
What would you like next?
Another One Bites the Dust as soon as he strikes out.
It's better than Freebird. Three to nothing Lugnuts. Cubs at first and second. One out. 2-2 for Alcantara. Long hold. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Cue the music.
Another one bites the dust.
John Beller went off speed and buried it. Alcantara is at number two. And the third strikeout for Beller.
That's great stuff from Beller. Held it a little bit longer, make Alcantara think about it a little bit, then put it in the dirt, get him to swing and miss, and now you're one out away.
Here's your Hendrick Pinyango. This is lefty-lefty, two on, two out. He takes the slider, strike called on the inside corner.
Lefty-lefty matchup.
For Pinyango today, one for three, a single, two strikeouts, all of that against the starter, Perkins. Now against reliever Beller. Set, the toss. Popped up, foul, back and out of play. And the Cubs are down to their final strike. Lansing took the opening game of the series on Tuesday, 13-9. Cubs struck back, won the next two, Wednesday, Thursday. Lansing victorious in a close one, 5-4 yesterday. Leading tonight 3-0 bottom of the ninth. Opens at second, Howard at first. The pitch. Line drive pushed down the left field line. Fair ball, base hit. Butler over to collect. Opens around third, he scores. Going to second base as Howard goes right back to second. Knocked down by second baseman Valenzuela. It's an oppo RBI single for Pinyango. The shutout spoiled. South Bend trails 3-1.
I was just going to say, lefty's actually much better against Beller. They're batting 333 coming into that appearance as opposed to righties who are just up over 200. So get through the lefty, I suppose, there and see if you can wrap it up here with Pertuz.
Great job by Johnny Butler on that liner up the left field line to make sure it was just the RBI single for Pinyango and hold Howard at second. Right-handed batter, first pitch. Outside corner, strike call. John Beller, one of the vaunted quartet known as the Velo Boys. And in fact, he's the founder. Lefty kicks and deals. Fouled straight back. Once again, the count is nothing and two. Once again, South Bend is down to its very last strike.
Well, you gotta rely on Daniel Susak here. Put some garbage in the dirt and see if you can get him to swing and miss. You got two chances, three chances really, if you want.
Tying runs on. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. It is in the dirt, picked up by Susak. Fires down to first, and that'll do it. This one is over. The Lugnuts 3, the Cubs 1. Beller buried it. Pertuz waved right over the top. Susak initially couldn't find it, but then once he located it, he steadied everybody down. He said, I got this, and he winged it down to Danny Batista Jr. The Lugnuts have won 3 out of the first 5. They can go for the series victory tomorrow at 2:05.
That's great stuff tonight. Jack Perkins set the tone. Excellent starting pitching performance. Longest outing going 7. Beller nails down the final 6 outs. Butler's big swing and some early runs. Well-pitched, well-played game again tonight by the Nuts. And, they had 3 more double plays.
3 strikeouts for Beller in the 9th inning. No double play, 4 strikeouts, and working 2 innings for John Beller. Let's get right into it, Adam. No break. Post-game show here. Jack Perkins, your thoughts.
Oh, he was excellent. I mean, you had a feeling tonight that he was going to be able to do something special in front of all the family and friends and being back in his home state after he had that great outing going 6 2/3 against Fort Wayne. He had gone his last 4 outings giving up 2 runs in each of them. Tonight, no runs, only 3 hits, 5 strikeouts and 91 pitches. He has been the most consistent pitcher starting-wise for the Lugnuts this season, and great to see him mix those pitches, find the zone. Breaking ball was excellent again tonight, and South Bend just didn't have a chance against him.
There are days when you and I lament the lack of Lugnuts offense. And here today, the Cubs held the Lugnuts to 2 hits. And the Lugnuts only drew 2 walks. They were 0 for 4 with runners in scoring position. They stranded 2 runners on base. That's a victory.
It's extra base hits, right? I mean, it started last week with the big amount of home runs. I think they had, 10 or so last week against Cedar Rapids. They continue it this series. Have had a few now with one on Tuesday and then one yesterday, one tonight. And because they're getting those extra base hits, and the double as well that made it 2-0, that's the difference. And you get good pitching with that, great defense behind it. That's winning baseball. And it was enough tonight, again, against these Cubs, who themselves have struggled offensively against the Nuts this week.
If you're somebody who loves a game that's finished up in under 2 hours, the Cubs ruined it in the bottom of the ninth. The game took 2 hours and 3 minutes to play in front of a crowd of 4,888. 3 runs, 2 hits, no errors for the Lugnuts. 2 left. 1 run, 5 hits, 1 error for the Cubs. 4 left. The Lugnuts are now 26-30. The Cubs fall back to 500 at 28-28. The Lugnuts can go for the series victory tomorrow. Lugnuts can go for the series victory tomorrow behind the right-hander, Mitch Myers.
Yeah, he got roughed up on Tuesday, so a great chance for him to bounce back tomorrow and get Lansing their first 6-game series win since the end of April. And here we are to start June. Wouldn't it be something if they could find a way here on the road after they have been beaten in their last 2 series, including the one in Indiana a couple of weeks ago against Fort Wayne, and especially after they were down 2-1 in this series and now have won 2 straight and a chance for 3 in a row tomorrow.
Watching Daniel Susak right now walking his way back toward the rampway behind home plate. He's got a bat in his hand. The Lugnuts are feeling good about themselves. Here comes an autograph. And for the Lugnuts, all is well. 3-1 the victory. We'll see about tomorrow. Adam Adelma, the UEFA Championship College Baseball Softball World Series. And the Lugnuts win on a Perkins jab. What a fine day of sports.
Great Saturday. Let's make it a great Sunday tomorrow and get a series win.
Till tomorrow. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Thank you so much for keeping us company. Have a good night from the band.